All right. Characteristics of communism and of property. One, says Proudhon, I ought not to conceal the fact that property and communism have been considered always the most possible forms of society. This deplorable error has been the life of property. The disadvantages of communism are so obvious that its critics never have needed to employ much eloquence. Needed to employ much eloquence to thoroughly disgust men with it. And Proudhon is using the term communism as Popper uses tribalism or the closed society. And I'm going to note shortly, I'm hoping, wherever that comment of mine is, that this is in fact the communism that Plato upholds as the ideal society. And so his current followers have been taught to take it to heart, you know, community of women, community of property. And they are as one brain, these folk. And Alice analyzed this whole phenomenon, this psychological state for us. We discussed this. You should check it out when we did our readings of Alice Miller's For Your Own Good, and explained why you cannot appeal to folks trained this way, trained up this child-rearing method with reason or heart or anything. They are truly robotic and exist to please the master. I know that sounds too machine-like, but that's, unfortunately, the behavior is very machine-like. As we learned also with Alice, as she looked at the guys who implemented the fascist regime of Hitler, you know, had no, absolutely no sense of guilt around what they did at all. Anyway, she cites one example of I forget which one at his Nuremberg trial. Embarrassed not because of the slaughter he was being tried for, but because he made an error of not standing up when the judge came in or something like that. And he blushed and was horribly discomfited by his faux pas. So continuing with, I'm trying to... hope I'm trying to get us thinking about this notion of communism as it's being thought of by the folk who are tormenting us, and as Plato thought of it, not as we may be thinking of it. Okay. Proudhon is using the term communism as Popper uses tribalism or the closed society. I think he would be quite dismayed and surprised if told that close to two centuries since he wrote those words and 70 years since Popper wrote, and I'm not talking about Proudhon, 70 years since Popper wrote his, the cold despair, the lockdown hold of the closed society tightening its grip around our lives has grown only more fierce. He would see then, for his honesty is even more fierce, that we are not in the grip of inevitable forces, but very damaged, organized, and irrational men, themselves in the grip of an obsession, and then ask us, as Prince asks us, why did we come to this planet? Why did we come to this life? I.e., why are we here? If our answer is to live fully, and truly unbent by fear of unknown forces, he might reply as Shakespeare does, now that we know them, these formerly hidden hands of Plato, we can, when we're ready, shake them off quite easily.